Welcome to The Refresh from Insider. I'm Dave Smith.
And I'm Rebecca Ibarra.
We cover the latest news all day, every weekday. So if you're looking for the freshest headlines, check out our most recent show.
But we also feature longer, in-depth conversations on the latest trends and need-to-know topics. Here's one of them right now. Enjoy. We recently learned the U.S. economy shrank for a second straight quarter this year, increasing worries that high inflation and falling demand might cause a new recession. But even before the poor GDP numbers, layoffs had begun sweeping American businesses, with Peloton, JPMorgan Chase, Netflix, Shopify all reporting layoffs. To understand how to navigate this much job uncertainty, we're talking to Insider's Catherine Henderson, who's here to help. Hey, Catherine.
Hello, nice to be here.
All right, so the question on most workers' minds right now is how worried should they be about job security going into the second half of 2022 and beyond?
Yeah, that's a great question. And it's very true that a lot of people are worried about job security right now. I would say it depends. I would think about what industry you're in right now. Tech and finance are already seeing a lot of layoffs and hiring freezes, while there are industries that are resilient in times of economic turmoil, like education or healthcare. You know, some of the questions you can be asking yourself is, how is business going at your company? Were you the last person hired? We spoke to Roy Cohen, the author of Wall Street Professionals Survival Guide, and the way he put it was, you should deconstruct your own situation to think about the factors that might put you at risk.
Got it. So bad economy or not, layoffs are just a reality of working life. And as you say, you recently spoke to a number of career experts about this topic. So what did they say are the easiest to spot signs that someone's job might be in jeopardy? Give us some tips.
You know, there are definitely some obvious signs, like a bad performance review. You should pay attention to your company's business results, thinking about quarters of lower profit or mergers and acquisitions. Those often lead to cuts. If your company starts to slow hiring or announces a hiring freeze, that's a bad sign as well.
What about even more subtle signs, maybe ones that you won't read in the news or in the company-wide emails?
Absolutely. When we were reporting this piece, our experts definitely mentioned some changes that I hadn't heard about before or thought about. One of the things that they talked about was paying attention to your manager. If you get a new boss and they're from the outside, new managers often want to recruit a new team, which can lead to layoffs. Another sign something might be off is if you're getting more negative feedback or getting taken off longer-term projects and being given like legacy work, which is like doing maintenance on systems or older projects. So if you were included in those cutting-edge projects, that would be a good sign. But if you're not in the loop on those things, that could mean that they aren't seeing you as valuable. They're kind of setting you up for failure. That's definitely a bad sign.
So I feel like this conversation can be a bit anxiety-inducing for some people. They're probably listening and going, oh my God, have I been put in some sort of legacy work? So, you know, for those who maybe have spotted signs that layoffs might be coming, what can they do to prepare for the potential bad news?
Absolutely. And it's very true that, you know, this is such a difficult conversation. There's a lot of stigma around layoffs, even though they are a part of the economy. As we've been talking about this with different experts, one of the things we hear a lot is a lot of people experience layoffs. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you're seeing some of these signs, in terms of trying to make things work at your current company, it's important to stay connected and be around, be talking to your coworkers, be talking to your friends, be talking to your managers. Be checking in with people and staying connected. Then if you are seeing a lot of these signs, it's always good to have a backup plan. If you start to think about what you could do for a brief period of time, like some contract work or consulting or part-time work in an emergency situation where you need an income, that's always an important thing. And again, in times of economic turmoil with a potential recession, it's important to be budgeting and thinking about things that you could cut out of your spending just in case.
Catherine, anything you wish I had asked you that you really want our listeners to know? Because this is a depressing conversation in a way, but a note of hope or of advice?
Absolutely. You know, I think as I've been covering these layoffs and talking about what it means for people's careers and their career advancement, one of the things that I would say is people are more inclined to help out than ever. We've been through a global crisis. There's been a lot of economic turmoil over the past 2 years, and people are calling to their networks publicly on social media and finding really positive responses. I think it's a time when, like, as a shared humanity, we want to look out for each other. And I think opening up that conversation is a good thing to curb the stigma around layoffs, because this is, as you said, a part of our economy, and it's devastating. And we need to be looking to our networks to take care of ourselves and make sure that we land on our feet in times like this.
Catherine, thanks for chatting.
Thank you so much.
Catherine Henderson is a junior reporter for Insider covering careers. Make sure to follow The Refresh from Insider, presented by WebEx by Cisco, in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or any other podcast app.